This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Hieroglyph, Beast God.
Yeah, the man is in the studio with us, as he is every Tuesday at 1 p.m. His name is Brandon K. Scott, otherwise known as B. Scott from Hiram Clark. B. Scott, appreciate you hanging out with us in the loop. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Attitude, and of course, B. Scott hanging out with you. And now, without any further ado, we get into B. Scott's thoughts, because there's stuff to talk about.
Yeah, so the big takeaway from their win, the Texans' win over the Patriots, is the question about what are they going to do without Nico Collins, asked and answered.
Yeah.
And I thought this was really the thing. They somehow, the Texans, managed to answer every question that they had going into this game. What do you do without Nico Collins? Can you establish the run? Can you stop the run? We understand that Ramondre Stevenson's not going to be in this game, but can you stop the run, since that's the only thing that the Patriots offense does well? Are you going to cause problems for the rookie quarterback making his first start? Okay, all of those things asked and answered, and they still left some meat on the bone.
Yeah.
They still did not. Like, they managed to score 41 points. They managed to beat a team by 20 points, so pass the sticks, skunk, and still come away from it saying, you know what, we are 5-1 and have yet to play an A game. Like, our best game so far might be a B+, A- at best.
Correct.
But we have not played an A+ game. And, oh, by the way, we lost our biggest weapon up until this point. But guess what? We replaced him with another guy who, just like the guy we lost, cannot be replicated on this roster. Like, they basically have 2 to 3 guys like this on their team.
Yeah.
Nico Collins, Joe Mixon, CJ Stroud, like certain guys that are on the team that you just cannot replicate what they bring to the table. And the timing of it is exactly perfect. So, that's my big takeaway.
You're absolutely right. And one of the things I was talking to Reggie and Figgy about yesterday is not just that, but like this is kind of what you're saying. The stars are starting to shine, like starting to step up. And I feel like perfect timing, because here you go into week 7 and the teeth of the schedule. You know, Nico's going to come back eventually, but Joe Mixon is a star, you know, on this team. Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs started to show what they... I mean, Stephon Diggs right now, I believe, is 4th in the league in receiving?
Receptions?
I think in receptions, he's 4th in the league. That's big time. And that kind of snuck up on me when I looked at that. And then not only that, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter.
Yes.
They look like stars.
Thank you, Lopez. That was the other question, right? Because we talked about this last week.
Yes. Correct.
They got to get home. They got to have a big day. Yeah. Like, everybody that's concerned, we see them in the chats or on the text lines.
You can just say my name, okay?
No, it's not even just you, though. It's everybody. Like, we've all kind of had the question, like, okay.
You in that chat room?
Are they going to?
Sometimes.
Are they going to get home, though? And so that was another one. Asked and answered.
And they're starting, and what timing it is, you know, because now you're getting into this tougher part of the schedule. And the other thing is, to your first point, they missed a field goal, and CJ threw an interception in the end zone. Otherwise, you're looking at 50, you know, putting 50.
Yeah.
And I don't care, you know, what anybody says. Now, I know butterfly effect and all that. Maybe some other things don't happen. But you're looking at a 50-point, game against an NFL team.
Yes, Stephon Diggs tied for fourth in reception.
Is that in that was catches. A surprise to me. I mean, it shouldn't have been. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, man, he has constantly been there and available when CJ is needed to get him the ball. And, I mean, he's been pretty good on third down. I thought third down did present kind of an interesting window into it because they weren't as efficient as I would hope them to be against this Patriots team. But some of that was you had some drops in those types of situations. Yep. I think you're right. Asked and answered on the level that the questions were asked. I think that the next level, and of course, you can maybe position this as moving the goalpost, which I think would be a fair way of looking at it, is, okay, but now let me see it against that high-level competition. I think you have a chance, obviously, with that next week.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So this is my other thing. All right, I don't know. Y'all tell me if you can remember Lopez, because you've covered him as long as I have and remember him as a player. I cannot remember D'Amico Ryans ever giving a take as strong as the one that he gave yesterday about Jordan Love. But he says that Jordan Love is the best quarterback that they will have faced up until this point. That is the hottest, flamingest of takes. Because think about it. We understand that Jordan Love arrived last year officially. But the Texans played against Josh Allen a couple of weeks
ago. That is correct.
And I don't think anybody, even your highest, your most optimistic and your biggest Jordan Love supporter wouldn't, I don't think, fix their mouth to say that he's passed Josh Allen in the quarterback hierarchy or pecking order just yet. But D'Amico Ryans, about as credible of a football mind, especially on the deep, but just period, as you'll find, says, hey, man, this is the best quarterback that we've seen so far. I was not expecting that. That shocks me that he would say that because he's also not dumb.
No.
So he knows what that means. He knows what he's saying. He knows who the quarterbacks are that they've already faced. So for him to give that much praise to Jordan Love, who, again, I do believe in Jordan Love as being, like, legit good. Mm-hmm. I'm not challenging it. I just found it to be interesting and spicy and not something that I would expect from D'Amico Ryans. I'm interested to see now what is the – like, what's the messaging to the team?
I think that's what it is.
And how do they get up for a game like this?
I think that's what it is.
Coach thinks that this is the best quarterback they play.
I think D'Amico Ryans is feeling it. I think he's feeling what we're talking about. We're starting to hit a stride here. Sorry for the cliche. We're starting to get, you know, performances out of our stars.
I think it fits. I think the cliche fits this time.
Yes, and he's talking to his team as much as he's talking to us. Like, this is going to be a huge game for us to go into Green Bay and get it done. So he's like, that might be the best quarterback. He's talking to us and his own squad.
Yeah, I do think that there's definitely a few ways you could possibly kind of position this. One of those is the idea that, hey, he is gearing his team up for the challenge that awaits. And so might as well. It's almost like how in politics, this is the most important election of your lifetime. Every next election is that. And so in that way, the next quarterback is the best quarterback or the biggest challenge that you will face, right? Yes. Maybe that there's that. I do wonder, is it possible that D'Amico Ryans possibly playing mind games in some ways where you kind of pump up the opposition and give them an opportunity to feel themselves? I don't know if that's like something that he would be willing to get into. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that is what he's trying to do, but that was something I thought as well. And then there's a possibility that maybe he saw the way that Josh Allen performed and was like, nope, Jordan Love is going to play us more difficult than that situation.
That part. I think that was because I was going to say D'Amico Ryans is not hyperbolic.
Mm-hmm.
D'Amico Ryans is not here for shock value. Like, he's just not that type of coach. And, like, this is not to pit him against, like, say, a Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
But you got some coaches that will give you interesting, even the Harbaughs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got certain coaches that will say things that'll make you go, huh.
Yeah.
Did he say that really? Or did he mean what he said? D'Amico Ryans is more likely to not say a thing than he is to say a thing. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, if he says it, he means it. But maybe if he doesn't say it, doesn't necessarily mean that it's not there? We've got examples. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we got examples that just a long line of examples that. But I think that ties in with what I'm saying, like and kind of what Reggie's saying as well. It's like, you know, he's trying to maybe get them focused, refocused. Like, hey, this is no chump that we're facing, so don't start feeling yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
this is kind of a side note. I know we did around the NFL already, but since we're, you know, talking about D'Amico Ryans and the Packers, the NFC North ended up being what some people and myself included probably thought the AFC East was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like a team full of competitive, or I'm sorry, a division full of competitive teams, all of which could be possible playoff teams within their own right.
As, I mean, they all have four wins at least.
Yeah. Well, and so, yeah, like the record speaks for itself.
Yeah.
But even, you know, the Texans and, you know, us watching it, mm-hmm. like we're going to have to watch all of them, right? And we've watched two of them already, and we understand that was just Caleb Williams' second game. The Bears have gotten better since they played the Texans. Obviously, we know what happened with the Vikings. And here we go now with the Packers. The Lions, I think, speaks for itself. And here we go with the Packers now. Like, this is a tremendous test for this team.
Wait, hold on. And looking at the divisions, the NFC North literally has, I believe, if I'm reading this correctly,
I don't think they have a losing team.
No, they don't.
Last place is 4-2.
They right. also have the four highest point differentials in the league. All four of them.
Yeah. Yeah. It all positive, right?
Yes.
And I think they're the only division, correct me if I'm wrong on this, that has all four teams with positive point differentials.
You would be correct.
I don't think there's any another division like that. So yeah. I mean, this is the creme de la creme, as they say,
mm-hmm.
you know, the cream of the crop, if you will. So, like, I think that, you know, D'Amico Ryans is trying to get his team ready for it, but I think there's some, I don't want to say truth, because, I mean, that's in the eye of the beholder,
yeah.
but I think that's his truth. I think mm-hmm. he said that because he meant that about Jordan Love.
For sure. All right, you got one more thing you want to get off here, right?
Yeah, well, are we? I didn't know if we were doing Rocket stuff.
You can go Rocket.
No, I thought you were talking about mixing.
Look, I've been holding myself back from doing Rocket stuff at this point. I'm sure you know. I told you I'm going to the preseason game tonight to get a feel for the landscape. So if you want to get into Rockets here, if you want to talk about something else, we can as well.
All right. So tell you what,
we can talk Rockets and what's popping as well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking we could get to Rockets in. It was popping, but my whole thing with Mixon and this AFC South, like, I think that for the most part, Mixon, so it's the AFC, if they're going to have Mixon and then Nico Collins is going to come back, like, this is a wrap. This is kind of similar to how we saw them against in the Colts game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if they're going to have this multi-dimensional attack, this ability to, you know, beat you down the field and add Joe Mixon to the mix, like, this is a wrap, the AFC South.
Sure,
and,
certainly.
And honestly, like, outside of the Chiefs, and you could probably throw the Ravens in that conversation, mm-hmm. there is not another AFC team that I think should scare you or should make you wonder after what you watch with Joe Mixon. I understand it was against the Patriots, and the first time they did it was against the Colts, but it's the bones to me of
sure.
of the formula, I would say, of a successful AFC team right now.
It is to borrow a phrase from Stephen Godfrey of the Split Zone Duo podcast, it is a proof of concept.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that for me, though, and again, I mentioned this earlier, I think that there's a level of scarring. Having covered that Cowboys team, you see the way that they're going about mm-hmm. their things. They have 12-5 records over the last three seasons as well, right? Yeah. I want to see it on the biggest stage, and of course, you'll have an opportunity this week.
For sure, for sure. You used to work with Stephen Godfrey, at SB Nation.
No, I didn't get to work with Stephen Godfrey.
I did.
Oh, you did.
I did. Yeah. Many moons ago.
Okay, yeah, well,
fresh out of college.
Well, I know what we'll talk about in this break.
That's my guy.
That's exactly what we'll talk about in this break. But when we come back on In the Loop Sports Radio 610, we'll get into what's popping, including a little bit of Rockets talk. Been waiting for this. We'll do that next.
The biggest stories in
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.